Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
And tonight we start off, I call this, or I title this, Gratitude Defined. And let's just define it in simple terms, what it is, and then I'm trusting that this series of teaching will just help our understanding about who God is and what is expected of you and I who are believers in Christ or who have put our trust in Him. Open your Bibles, please, with me to Psalm 105. Psalm 105, as we start out this evening. I read the first 7 verses of Psalm 105. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name." Just like we did, or the songwriter encouraged during that time of worship. He says, call upon His name. But he says, make known His deeds among the peoples. So we call upon His name in prayer, in worship. But we should also make known His deeds. So we can do it privately, but there is also room for it to be done publicly. Say, call upon His name, make His known His deeds among the peoples. Say, sing to Him. Then sing psalms to Him. Talk or testify of all His wondrous works. Glory in His name. Let your confidence be in His holy name. Say, let the heart of those who rejoice, who seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face forevermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders and the judgment of His mouth. He says, O seed of Abraham, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgment are in all the earth. He remember His covenant forever, the word which He commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which He made with Abraham and His oath with Isaac, and confirm it to Jacob for a statute to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying to you, I will give this land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. God is good. In Psalm 73, verse 1, he said, truly God is good. In another psalm, he says, God is good and He does good. So, when we come into a loving relationship with the God of heaven and the earth, there is a lifestyle that we can cultivate. And I believe every human being on the earth who is living today can also cultivate this lifestyle. It is the lifestyle of gratitude. In the natural, when people do show an act of kindness to us, we say thank you. I mean, in our interpersonal relationship, in our intra and personal relationship, the act of gratitude is something that strengthens our relationship with one another. when someone show a heart of kindness, as little as giving us a cup of water, or as little as giving us the right of way, it is necessary that we just show appreciation back by just saying thank you. Even in our relationship of marriage, they said one of the things that keeps a healthy marriage is the ability to show appreciation. So, there is, maybe I put it this in this context, that in life, no one holds us anything. So when you have the opportunity, when I have the opportunity for someone else to show us an act of kindness, the best thing we can do in return is to show our gratitude. So what is gratitude? Gratitude, simply put, is the quality of being thankful. The quality of being thankful. Secondly, gratitude is the readiness to show appreciation for and to. The readiness to show appreciation for something, an act of kindness. And then to a person. Maybe the person who showed that kindness. So, even sometimes in our relationship, you find that both the recipient and the one who gives, I mean, we are quick to say thank you. And the other person says, oh, no. You don't have to thank me. I also need to thank you for the privilege that this may make a meaning to you. So, gratitude is that readiness to show appreciation for things that have been done to us, and then to the person who showed that act of kindness. Another definition for gratitude means returning an act of kindness in response appreciation. Returning an act of kindness in response appreciation. Someone gives you a right of way, you say thank you. Someone gives you a good meal, you say thank you. Someone opens the door or access into business opportunity, you say thank you. Someone just decide to go out of their way, even if it's in their way, but to show a little act of kindness, I believe that the necessary thing for us to do is that quality being cultivated of being thankful. So gratitude is a warm feeling of thankfulness. Gratitude is a warm feeling of thankfulness. I mean, there is that thing in us as human beings, even in our interpersonal relationship, that when we have the opportunity to show act of kindness to someone and they say thank you back to us, there's that warm feeling. You want to do more. You want to go the extra mile. You want to see how you can make life better for the other person. I mean, in public ceremony all around us, we will realize this, that when people are asked to make presentation, maybe they are donating something or they are just making a speech, there is always on any of those programs an item called the vote of thanks. It means sometimes it's after that act of kindness has been shown, and people just say, we are using this opportunity to also say thank you. So gratitude is a warm feeling of thankfulness. It is devoid of whining or complaining towards life, towards specific individuals or personality. So when you meet someone who is showing gratitude, it is devoid of whining. People don't say, oh, is this all that you can do? If someone should just say that to any of us, even as human beings, that, you have shown me kindness, but is this all that you can do? It doesn't involve one feeling from us. So it's that feeling of thankfulness, but it's also devoid of whining and complaining towards life. Sometimes, I mean, we will get into the details. For us to be alive, for example, listening to this message, a kind of gratitude should flow from our heart. A lot of the time, as humans, we focus on the things that we want to get done. But when it comes to the subject of gratitude, it should not be treated as just an item on a task list. No. Gratitude is a lifestyle, a warm feeling in response appreciation. So the person who understands gratitude will be thankful for what they have. We even be thankful for what they feel they don't have. And then we'll be thankful for what they are looking forward to in expectation to have. So there are three sides of that. They are thankful for what they have. For example, tonight, wherever you are watching this from, you have life. So be thankful for life. And then some people are also thankful for even for the things they feel they don't have. Maybe someone is watching this from an hospital bed. Some people are just full of appreciation that even though they are sick, but I'm still thankful that I am alive. I have a thankful for people who are showing care. Thankful for people who are taking their time to get to bring that care to for this person. So we are thankful not only for what we have, sometimes what we feel we don't have, and then we are thankful, not because we want more, but we are thankful because at whatever state like Paul wrote, we are contented with what we have received. Because it is written, John 3:37, he said, no one can receive anything except it is given to him from above. Generally, as human beings, we are too brief to ignore details. I mean, the way we are wired, a whole lot of the time, we it's like what I've just said earlier on. We are task-driven. So many of the times, people are just saying, what is the next thing to achieve? What have I done? And then sometimes people compare themselves with other people and they want to outsmart or outrun other people, but we ignore the little details. I mean, Isaiah wrote, he said, only the living. It is someone who is alive who can set a goal. It is also someone who is in their right mind who can execute or implement a goal. So, as human beings, generally the temptation is that we ignore the details, or we are too busy to recognize that there are many things to thank God for. As we run in this service tonight, and as I was actually preparing this, something came to mind. Whether you realize it or not, apart from life, I think there are basic things that are attached to that life. The ability to breathe without being aided. That's one. The ability to drink water without being supported. These are blessings. The air that we breathe. I don't know if we are to calculate. Maybe I will just find out. How much does it take to put someone on oxygen? And then we can multiply that 1 hour and then 24 hours and maybe 7 days, 30 days and then 52 weeks and see, I mean, the benefit of just being able to take in here and then being able to release it out. So we are too brief to ignore details. We are too busy to glorify God and thank Him for His blessing. The blessing of nature, the blessing of the sun, the blessing of the vegetation around us, the blessing of the water that we drink, the air that we breathe, the blessing of food itself. I mean, a lot of the time we all focus, that's the temptation, to focus on the things we don't have, Someone who has, maybe like our country here, who has a naira is complaining. The person who has 100 is also complaining. The person who has 1,000 is complaining. The person who has 100,000 is complaining. The person who has it denominated in millions is also complaining. The person who has it denominated in billions is complaining. The person who has it in trillion is also complaining. So the question is, who has enough? I believe the person who has enough is the person who can show gratitude. Gratitude for little things. Because gratitude for little things, actually get God into action and he multiplied the little. And then greater things come to us. Many of us, we pay close attention to the things we think are urgent and important. Which sometimes those things we think are urgent and important just put pressure on our minds and we forget the little details. And so we are desperate to make things happen. We are desperate to see and get things done without considering many little details of life. I don't know about you, but I just want to encourage you tonight. Let us pause. Sometimes the rhythm of life makes us to forget this thing. You know, in our text tonight, David said, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord." He said, "Call upon his name." He said, "Make known his deeds among the people." There are many things God has done for us. And you know, ignoring those details, to put it in a very straightforward position, when we ignore those details, we are undermining God's grace, mercy, and loving kindness in our lives. There is no other way to put it. Someone is complaining that he is in need of X amount of money, whereas somebody is thankful for health. You must be thankful for it. We must say thank you for life. You must be thankful for family. You must be thankful for a good mind. The mind of Christ. You must be thankful for a lot of people, we started this year together, they didn't even pass because of Corona, but for circumstances of life, storms of life, some people have died. It's not their lot. You know, sometimes the temptation is to think that maybe it's somebody's else's lot. No. We are recipients of grace. When we forget the little details, we can undermine those details, little details of our life. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. I just read scriptures now. Ephesians 5, 20. Say, giving thanks always, not sometimes, always, for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So showing gratitude is the most distinctive mark of a true believer. Therefore, knowing the basis of thanksgiving, why do we give thanks? Is a necessity for every human being. Just like knowing the reason why we breathe air. So thanksgiving is like the air that we breathe. Without it, life becomes difficult and challenging. If you and I cannot breathe, then we will find a need. We can be choking, we can be panting, we can lose our sense of rhythm if we are short of oxygen. So there is that thing, is a heartbeat of the life of a believer, thanksgiving. So what is the description of this thanksgiving? It is an act of showing gratitude to someone, especially for their good deeds. I don't know how many of us have thought about this. I know we can say the science of sleeping by saying, okay, sometimes when you sleep, you dream, but not everybody dreams anyway. But the science of sleeping, or I will put it this way, the miracle of sleeping and waking, we need to thank God for it. We need to thank God for it. Maybe you might not have thought about it. The one who keep watch over us, he neither sleep nor slumber. But we do sleep. No matter how we try to keep awake, there's a way the body just says to you, you need to rest me now. And then most of the time, we just sleep. And the next thing we know, we're just our eyes are open again, and we are trying to remember at whatever point we slip into that state of rest, which we call sleep. So showing gratitude is the most distinctive mark in the life of any true believer. So thanksgiving is that act of showing that gratitude to someone special. And in this case, we're saying to God. So why is thanksgiving important? Number one, the Bible commands the believer to thank God. Psalm 50 verse 14. Psalm 50 verse 14. The Bible commands every believer, everyone who understands that God is the source of their lives. The Bible commands us to give thanks. Psalm 50 verse 14. Psalm 50 verse 14. It says, offer to God thanksgiving and then pay your vows to the Most High God. Vow means something that you promise to do. So thanksgiving is like a vow for all the good deeds, for all the not so good deeds. It's not because God is the one who caused this not so good deed, but for not so good deed to be worked into a miracle, because we'll get in there. He said all things work together for the good. So we need to offer thanks, not for the bad deeds, but the fact that in the bad deeds, God is still God in our lives. So offer to God thanksgiving. The Bible commands us in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Philippians 4 6 said, be careful for nothing. Philippians 4:6 said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made. So, description of thanksgiving, number one, the Bible commands believers to thank God. Psalm 50, 14, Philippians 4, 6. Secondly, it is good. Thanksgiving is good. In Psalm 92, verse 1, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks. It is a good thing to show gratitude. I've explained it. Even in our human relationship, we show gratitude to one another for the act of kindness that is dispensed towards us. It is a good thing. So thanksgiving is good. And then thanksgiving is pleasing to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 said, in everything, give thanks. It said, it is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Thirdly, thanksgiving is a call. There is a call. It's demanded, it's expected. A call to give thanks to God is clearly stated in the Bible. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8. It's like a command, it's a call to duty. 1 Chronicles 16, 8. 1 Chronicles 16, 8 said, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deed among the people. It's the same word that is repeated in Psalm 105 verse 1, which is our text today. So it's like a call. It's mandatory. It's expected. It is demanded that we should give thanks. Number four, every believer must appreciate God for what he's doing. Every believer. If you know that God is your father, if you know that God is your source, instead of complaining and murmuring, you should cultivate that attitude. You know what the Bible says in Psalm 22 verse 3? It said, God is holy and he inhabits the praises of his people. He doesn't inhabit the complaining of his people. He's enthroned, he's Lord, he's King over the praises of his people. So every believer must appreciate God. Psalm 35 verse 18. You must declare it privately, and then you must declare it publicly. Psalm 35 verse 18, he said, I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. This is what we regard in church parlance today as testimony times. What we are actually doing is giving thanks. Giving thanks to God. We are giving thanks if it's publicly in the congregation of the people. If it's privately, in the use of our appreciation, thanksgiving from our heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always. Giving thanks always. Because that is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. And five, thanksgiving is a lifestyle. Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle of the faith. A lifestyle of faith. Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. It means even when we don't, we are not used to it, or we didn't grow up hearing or saying the word thank you, when we put our trust in God, we must learn to say thank you. And once we do that, most of the times, God also responds by saying, I am delighted in you, my son, or I love you, my son. Look at what the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3. Verses 16 and 17. Colossians 3, verses 16 and 17. Colossians chapter 3, it says, let the word of Christ, let the word of Christ. So if you want to cultivate this lifestyle, the word of Christ, the scriptures, the New Testament, the epistles, let it dwell in you richly in all wisdom. You know what Christ has done in your life. You know what you have in Christ Jesus. You know what has been apprehended on your behalf. You know your inheritance. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms or hymns and spiritual songs, and then singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Verse 17. It says, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through Him. So thanksgiving is a lifestyle that we should cultivate. In closing tonight, you may say, why is thanksgiving essential? Why is it? Why is it important? Why is gratitude, as we define it, gratitude, why is it very important? Why is it important? It's that quality of being thankful, that readiness to show appreciation to, for, and to, that returning of kindness in response appreciation to God in this matter. Why is it important? Number one, giving thanks keeps us in the right perspective of our relationship with God. I mean, all the verses we've read and the ones we will read, you see God being referred to as the Father. Father means source. In other places, it says, Abba Father, the one who is above all, who is our source, the source of everything. So, I mean, when you understand that God is your source, you can't hold thanksgiving back. When you understand that God is the source of your life, the source of your strength, the source of your provision, the source of your preservation, the source of your salvation, there will be no holding back. Thanksgiving to God will not be circumstantial. Gratitude to God will not be based on your feelings. So, because sometimes people say, I don't feel like giving thanks. It's not about feeling. It's about the work of faith. It's about the perspective of the one who has a relationship with you. So giving thanks keep us in that right perspective. And then giving thanks is essential because it helps us to keep temptation, greed, selfishness, and self-sufficiency away from our lives. Giving thanks helps us to keep temptation, because sometimes we lose consciousness of these details because we are given to think about ourselves, what we want done in our lives, what we want to receive. Even when we pray for ourselves only. We don't consider other people. So what giving of thanks does for us is it keeps us from such temptation to become greedy, Greedy means we are just asking without even showing appreciation. We are asking for the next thing as if it's a task list that we are trying to tick. No. But when we learn to give thanks, it keeps us from that temptation of thinking about ourselves. It keeps us from the temptation of selfishness, being consumed by our own world. It keeps us from the temptation of self-sufficiency. Because some people don't give thanks because they said they don't need God. God is not their source. Their minds, their qualification, their network has given them all that they have. In fact, you hear people say, I am a self-made man or I am a self-made woman. There's nothing like that. The focus and attention is not just about ourselves. I mean, we can see the example from the scripture. Self-made people. Herod was one of them. And to the point that people were hailing him one day. And the Bible says that people hailed him to that point where they shouted that this man has become a god and not ordinary man. And then, of course, we know the end of the story, that a worm just hurt him up. So there's something that giving of thanks does. It helps us to shift the focus from being self-sufficient to becoming God-dependent. And lastly, tonight, thanksgiving reminds us all that God has done. All. Gratitude. That sense of gratitude. That quality of being thankful. It just simply reminds us. It simply reminds us all that God has done. I mean, today, as I was ruminating about this message, I looked at my life. I just reflect back. There was a time, and I think, as I say this, all of us should think about it. There was a time all of us were like seeds in our mother's womb. We were like dots. Thank God for medical science. Thank God for scans. And then we began to grow as our mother also was feeding and all that. And then there was a time we were all hidden. And then there was a time we came out of that womb. And there was a time we were just like a baby, innocent looking, and then we became toddlers. We were trying to scatter the whole space, and then we started to realize that people are not crawling on their feet, and then everybody seems to be standing and walking on their feet. And so we started walking, we started running, we started school. And then here we are, or here you are today, just like I reflected on it. If you see your life, you have made progress. Progress physically with your age and growth. And you know what the Bible says? In Luke chapter 2 verse 52, even Jesus went through that process. He grew in wisdom. He grew in stature. He found favor with God and with men. So growth is part of life. So when we learn to give thanks, it helps us to, it reminds us of all that God has done. There was a time our whole world just revolved around what we call primary school here, or secondary school, or college. And then in our own nation, we do 1 year compulsory service. We call the NYSC. And then here we are. Some of us are business people today. Some of us are in the career path, and we have a thriving career. God has done so much for us. So thanksgiving reminds us of all God has done. You know why? John 3:27, he said, no one can receive anything except it is given. John 3:27, from what is given to him from above. And James chapter 1 verse 17, he says, every good and perfect gift comes from God, is the Father of light, and in him there is no variableness. So God has kept you and I. So thanksgiving reminds us of all God has done. So the understanding of thanksgiving is essential to a lifestyle of gratitude. It enables us to thank God in what we call acceptable manner. We should not thank God only when things are good, or only when someone else encourages us to, or only when things work out as we have planned. But thanksgiving must be a daily and continuous attitude. Gratitude, it's something that Anyone who wants to go or walk with God must learn to cultivate. Let me read two scriptures to you tonight as we pray. Psalm 119 verse 164. Psalm 119 verse 164. He says, seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgment. Seven times. And so the question tonight, just reflect on these days. I'm not even asking you to travel back. On this day alone, second day of December 2020, how many times have you given thanks today? How many times have you paused to give gratitude to God? Or is our mind just consumed about on the next goal that we want to be fulfilled? Romans chapter 8, that's the second scripture that I will read and then we pray. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans 8, 28. And we know it's a man who has the lifestyle of gratitude who can know. You know beyond your feeling. You know beyond the physical evidences. You know beyond the challenges. He said, and we know that all things work together. Paul says, we know. If you read 2 Corinthians, you understand, he has been in the perils of hand robber. He has been in tumult, in fasting, in deprivation. And he's writing to the Romans believer. He said, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. Verse 29. He said, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren. Verse 30. We're going to 32. He says, moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. Whom he justified is he also glorified. Say, what then shall we say to all these things? That's a man filled with gratitude talking. If God is for us, who can be against us? Verse 32, which is our last verse for today. He who did not spare his son, his own son, but delivered him up for us all. That's a perspective. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Father, we want to say thank you tonight. Thank you for defining the heart of gratitude to us. Thank you because in the days and in the weeks to come, as we explore this, help us to cultivate this lifestyle. Thank you because we know that all things work together for our good. Because we love you and because we are called according to your purpose. Thank you for your blessing over the world tonight. Thank you for everyone watching. Thank you for healing. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for performance of your word in our lives. Between now and December 31st, you crown each year with your goodness. Thank you for unusual testimonies, outbreak of testimonies. And thank you above all, Lord, that you will help us to be people who are filled with a sense of gratitude. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and peradventure anyone there.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,